PET-CT is possibly appropriate for restaging. FDG PET may be useful for assessment of treatment response following definitive chemoradiation, done at least 5 to 6 weeks following completion of treatment. More data are needed to define the role of FDG PET after completion of potentially curative therapy. PET-CT is potentially appropriate for detection of suspected reoccurrence. This is particularly relevant for lower stage tumors treated with local techniques that have recurred locally and remain amenable to potentially curative local regional therapy. A case of lower esophageal gastroesophageal junction tumor, status post-stinting and chemoradiotherapy. PET and PET-CT axial images show recurrent hypermetabolic process, indicating recurrent tumor. This process was not appreciated on corresponding CT image. PET-CT is inappropriate for routine follow-up. There are no data indicating a role for FDG PET in follow-up of esophageal cancer. PET-CT is potentially appropriate for radiotherapy planning. FDG PET findings have been used to modify target volumes. More data on clinical outcome are still needed. Both coronal meat PET and fused PET-CT images demonstrate extensive hypermetabolic process involving almost the entire esophagus. An additional hypermetabolic small right supraclavicular lymph node detected on PET as shown on fused axial PET-CT image. PET in this case will have a significant impact on radiation field. This lymph node was not appreciated on corresponding axial CT image.